This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, December 18. Should Christians be afraid of death? Our passage comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the firstfruits, then, when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. While visiting an elderly member of our church, I read the passage in John 14, 1-6, where Jesus promises to prepare a place for us. When I was finished reading, she said she didn't understand why it should take the Lord so long to get her place ready. She added, "I don't need anything fancy." Instead of being afraid of death, she couldn't wait to be with the Savior. But not every Christian faces death without fear. Shortly before he died, my dad asked, "Will God accept me when I die? So much has gone wrong in my life." Someone else asked me, "Will everything be all right when I die?" If you are afraid of death, be willing to admit it. The Apostle Paul calls death our last enemy. We've been created to live. It was the fall into sin that brought death into our lives. It's natural for us to want to live and keep on living. So it's natural to fear death, which can be painful and scary, even terrifying. But Jesus came to free us from sin and from the threat of death. He gave up his own life for our sake, and then he rose from the dead, so death has been swallowed up in victory. Only the Lord can take away our fear of death. We have the guarantee that even as we near death, we don't have to be afraid because God will be there with us and will take us to live with him. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for overcoming death for us. Please be close to us when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.